Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today's story is actually my story, the story of my new life. You see, I grew up without really any understanding of Torah and mitzvahs, of Yiddishkeit, certainly not of what a Rebbe is. And so it went for many, many years of my life, until I was about 23 years old. At that time, if you had seen me, you would have said, this person will never get involved with Torah mitzvahs. My hair was down to the middle of my back. I did a lot of crazy things, even some dangerous things. And Yiddishkeit, Torah mitzvahs, I didn't know about it. I didn't grow up with it. I didn't know about it. I was like almost on another planet. I did get a little bit involved, but still it was not really anywhere near the real understanding of Torah and mitzvahs. Until one day, I was on campus, Rutgers University, where I was a junior. It was the third college I went to and did a lot of wandering around in the middle. I didn't really know what in the world I wanted to do. And I was quite confused. It was almost Purim time. And all of a sudden, I see a young man with a beard, dressed with a jacket and a nice shirt, suit jacket. And he comes over to me. He has a big bag of something. And I was actually wearing a yarmulke at that time. Certainly was not frum. I was not really keeping all the mitzvahs by a long shot, but I did have a yarmulke on. And he said to me, would you like to help me hand out shalach manos to the other students on campus? The truth is, I don't remember exactly what I answered. I must have answered yes. But you see, he interested me by, first of all, saying, let's go help another Jew. Very interesting way to introduce somebody to Yiddishkeit. Let's go help another Jew. And he continued to stay close to me, contact me, invite me to the shul, invite me to this, invite me to that. And little by little, I became closer to Chabad, closer to an understanding of the Rebbe. Eventually, I went to Chabad Yeshiva. And I went to Crown Heights, and I saw the Rebbe. I began to learn Hasidus. Really, this young man, Menachem Schmidt, took me by the hand and began to teach me the beginnings of Hasidus, a sicha here, a sicha there, until I was firmly connected with the Rebbe. And that was really the beginning of my new life. Baruch Hashem, this is really an example of Avos Yisrael. When we have something that we want to share with another person. And of course, Yiddishkeit is the best thing to share. And we work at it. We work hard. Menachem Schmidt worked hard to make sure that I would really stay in touch and I would really continue to grow. And I really owe my new life to him. How do I pay him back? I don't think he really wants to be paid back, except that he would want me to continue to do the same thing with other people. And this is really something that all of us need to do. If we know Aleph, teach Aleph. If we know Beis, teach Beis. Whoever you can reach, and everybody can reach somebody, everybody can teach something about Yiddishkeit to somebody, to help them go another step, closer and closer. And in this way, certainly, Mashiach will come very, very quickly. And even if we only make Mashiach come one moment quicker, it's certainly worth it. Now, what's the connection to this time of year? Because this time of year, we're now getting ready for Pesach. We just finished Purim. We're getting ready for Pesach. And Pesach is Geula. Pesach is the story of how Hashem sent Moshe, who was like first Mashiach, to take the Jews out of Mitzrayim, to take them into a state of Geula from a state of Golus. And so this time of year, we need to try to make miniature geulas in our life and help other people experience geula in their life. And that means to teach them a little bit more of Torah and mitzvahs, to help them get a little bit closer to Hashem, and so forth, little by little. And everybody can do it, and everybody really, really, really needs to try their hardest. And in this way, certainly, Mashiach will come very quickly, especially when we learn about Mashiach and Geula. And this will be tremendous nachas for Hashem and for all of us, with Mashiach coming and the Geula coming, especially through our efforts. Thank you very much for joining Jewish Stories and More.